What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Bloomberg released details of a Pentagon report scheduled to be released this week, which has led to the acting U.S. Defense Secretary calling into question the performance of the F-35. And apparently this report is going to be a barn burner. Among the other findings of this report is they're saying that the estimated service life of the aircraft may be as low as 2,100 flying hours versus the expected of 8,000. Means it's going to wear out a lot more quickly. They're having problems with reliability, field maintenance metrics. They're not being met. Current fleet performance is well below the benchmark. And unfortunately, there's another report coming on out regarding the USS Gerald Ford. And apparently it is also equally critical, saying that the carrier's launching recovery systems are of poor and unknown reliability, and that it's not going to be able to maintain the required sortie generation rate. Now, what that means is how many aircraft can it launch and recover in a 12-hour day? And it was designed to do 160 sorties per 12-hour fly day, with a surge capacity of 270 sorties per 24-hour fly day. It's not getting there. It's not getting there at all. And again, this ship was supposed to be ready to go in 2015. And they're still working the bugs out of it. There are reliability questions, maintenance issues. And I cannot stress the folly of engaging in so many military conflicts around the world when we can no longer produce cost-effective weapons, which the F-35 and the Gerald Ford prove. They're both boondoggles. Huge, vast sums of money, $13 billion in the case of the Gerald Ford, $1 trillion in development on the F-35, and they're not very good. All right, let's take a phone call from Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, just to add what Art was talking about, it's insane, this whole abortion thing up in New York. It violates the Hippocratic Oath, my oath, in that I will do no harm, first of all. And I don't know any, I really don't believe, I believe a lot of nurses and physicians will not participate in this. I just can't see it. It violates the Hippocratic Oath. Which is interesting is that they're pushing this new legislation. And at the same time, I think I sent you over something about allowing a child of 12 years or older to have their medical records pretty much sealed and that they can access them, but your parent can't. You know, it's interesting going back and forth to no rights and now you have rights. It's very odd. It's very odd.
It is. It's just absolutely disgusting. And it's first of all, I mean, the abortion issue itself is very complicated. And I mean, here they're basically saying to a woman that she can carry the baby for 9 months and at the last minute change her mind. Just throw it in the trash. That's what they're saying.
It's mind boggling. Even it's mind boggling, Mike. And like I said, I don't think anybody, I can't see a nurse following that. I wouldn't do it. I would never sign on a case. I'd walk away. And I hope there are a lot of professionals just like myself who say, no, this won't happen.
Whatever happened to the idea of giving up the baby for adoption?
I agree. Totally agree. Yeah. That's a great option, but for some reason, they just went right over the top of that one. I have no clue. Like I said, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I hope healthcare professionals will walk away from this and say, no, I will not be a part of this.
And then I know that, you know, Planned Parenthood, they're going to be excited to have, larger baby parts to sell.
It's insane. Hey, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is warning that the United States' decision to produce low-yield nuclear warheads is only going to make a nuclear war more likely. Now, as you know, the United States has pulled out of the INF, the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, claiming that Russia was in violation of it. Russia is saying, no, come and take a look. Our missiles are all compliant. And then basically the United States has sent the message, no, they're not going to go back to the INF, and they're going to start producing low-yield nuclear warheads, basically a swap-in replacement for the warheads currently used on the Trident missiles. And they're going to be low-yield. And Sergei Lavrov's situation is he's saying that if you have a small nuclear bomb, you are, in fact, more likely to actually go ahead and use it. Now, nobody wants to use the big, giant city busters, but, you know, a warhead the size of, well, say, 15 kilotons, about the size of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, he's right. It's more likely that, especially if the wars turn against the United States, they're going to start using those weapons. I think it was Paul Craig Roberts was saying that there's actually been talk inside Washington, D.C. of a preemptive strike against Russia. All right, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We have a new insight on President Donald Trump. I've been wondering if he was getting bad advice from his advisors, and I think he is, but it also turns out he may not be listening. He may just be convinced he knows what's going on. And apparently Trump got into a little bit of a tiff with his intelligence chiefs yesterday and basically lectured them for what he described as naive assessments on Iran, because the intelligence chiefs sharply contradicted his foreign policy claims, particularly on North Korea and ISIS. And so the president's response was this dressing down of America's top intelligence officials. He called them passive and naive, that they were flat out wrong in Iran, suggesting they go back to school. So there's another problem with the Trump White House. It's not just that he's getting bad information from people like John Bolton. He's not listening to the people who are trying to tell him the real deal. And again, both the IAEA and the intelligence agencies are saying Iran is not trying to build a nuclear bomb. They're not going through any of the activities that would indicate a plan to build nuclear weapons. Okay. Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma, who recently took over as chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, has warned during a hearing about the challenges posed by China and Russia that people need to better understand the threats both countries pose to the international world order that America helped create. This is coming out of the Military Times. So basically, Imhoff is out there saying that the United States is responsible for the condition of the world as it is, and Russia and China are a threat to that Pax Americana. And we're heading into World War III, which he certainly got that one right. Okay, let's talk about some domestic politics here. Lindsey Graham has asked the FBI to explain why they had to arrest Roger Stone in this pre-dawn raid with guns drawn, night vision scopes, full body armor. And he also wants to know, how is it that CNN knew to be there with cameras? And Graham is saying he's concerned about the number of agents involved, the tactics employed, and the timing of the arrest. And by the way, Roger Stone's wife was dragged out of the house barefoot in her nightgown. So I hope Graham gets an answer on that. But to me, it was theater. It was just pure theater. Robert Mueller wanted to make the arrest look like it was spectacular and newsworthy. And that's why they called this reporter at CNN, who previously was associated with the FBI, and they said, get on out there with a camera. And that's exactly what he did. Of course, CNN is out there saying, well, we just did good reporting and good intelligence gathering, and that's how we knew to be there when this all went down here. William Barr is already proving to be a disappointment. As you know, he is President Trump's attorney general nominee. And he's saying that he does not agree with this lock corrupt chant directed at Hillary Clinton. And then after that, he said he does not believe in selective prosecutions. Now, even worse, Lindsey Graham has assured America that Barr is a really good friend of Robert Mueller, which apparently came as a major shock to President Trump. Apparently, nobody on his staff did the due diligence to find out this guy and who he was. So Graham is trying to present himself as a MAGA supporter while he works his hooks into Trump. And Graham has been putting pro-amnesty provisions into the bills Jared Kushner is pushing. So Trump has picked another deep state loser. Of course, that may be all that's in Washington, D.C. What can I tell you? Over at Judicial Watch, they're suing for the records of former FBI counsel Baker's communications with the anti-Trump dossier author Christopher Steele. And Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit against the DOJ for all records of communications from January 2016 to January 2018. Try and basically find exactly how this whole dossier got created, how it got funded, who was really behind it. I mean, we all pretty much know, but Judicial Watch wants the actual evidence. So they're suing for any and all records of communications, including but not limited to emails, text messages, instant chats sent between Baker and any of the following individuals: former British intelligence officer Steele, principal of Orbis Business Intelligence Limited, Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS, former GPS contractor Nellie Orr, and or David Korn, a reporter with Mother Jones Magazine. By the way, a little story came on out regarding Nellie Orr. It seems that when she was with Fusion GPS, she was researching the Trump children, trying to find something there that they could use. Do you remember the DNC fraud lawsuit? This was a lawsuit that was filed by Democratic voters who felt, you know, they had been supporting Bernie Sanders, they had been donating to the DNC to support Bernie Sanders, and when it came on out that the DNC basically rigged the primaries for Hillary Clinton, these frustrated Democratic voters sued. And it's just dragging through the courts. The suit is against the DNC and former chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And it basically talks about actual election rigging. The lawyer who's representing the plaintiffs in the fraud lawsuit is Jared Beck. And apparently Twitter has just suspended him. They don't want him being able to reach out and share things with the public. So the lawsuit has forced the DNC's counsel to admit a number of shocking stances, including statements suggesting that the party had every right to choose the candidates in the back rooms and that election rigging is protected by the First Amendment. That's what they're actually saying, that vote fraud is protected by the First Amendment. I really don't think so. The First Amendment exists to protect the truth, not to protect lies and liars here. And we're getting our daily dose of booga booga. This again from Dan Coats, the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, and is out there saying that Russia and China will meddle in the 2020 elections. And he says, we assess that foreign actors will view the 2020 U.S. elections as an opportunity to advance their interests. Well, they've been screaming about foreign intervention in our elections, ignoring, of course, Israel, and they haven't come up with any evidence about it. Now, Mueller's reports are, his final report is due to come on out very, very soon. And there's going to be nothing in there. He's nailed a few people, made a big smash in the press with Roger Stone's arrest. But his original mandate was Trump, Russia collusion, and he's found nothing. He's found absolutely nothing. And nobody has been able to document Russian interference in our elections. The Democrats are still out there screaming the DNC email hack, but we already know that wasn't a hack. That was an internal leak. So, anyway, more booga booga. And this is coming from Zero Hedge. Russia, China, and several other nations are developing powerful high-altitude nuclear bombs that can produce super electromagnetic pulse waves capable of knocking out critical electronic infrastructure, according to several declassified 2017 reports from the now-defunct Commission to Assess the Threat to the United States from EMP Attack. What's really interesting is I was watching the news, and Rachel Maddow was doing a story about this incredibly intense cold that we're going through right now. And she just felt obliged to go on in there. You know, if Russia were to set off an EMP weapon right now and knock out the electricity, so many Americans would die. Or words to that effect. But just had to, oh, we have a caller on the line. James in Charlotte. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mike. Something I thought I'd just throw in here. I don't, this may sound like just gossip. I don't mean for it to. My sister is an attorney, and she had told me about a friend of hers who had had some dealings with Trump and through his, I think, through one of his hotels. And she had basically found out that, or had heard, that he absolutely never reads anything. If he gets a report on something, he'll hand it to one of his associates or somebody that works for him and says, you know, tell me what's in this report. I think that may be one of the problems he may be having, that he's got this phalanx of underlings that are giving him either bad advice, either unintentionally or maybe intentionally.
Well, you know, again, the point of that story of him having this little upset with the intelligence chiefs is he's apparently already made up his mind, or he's getting information from like John Bolton, and it's being contradicted by the intelligence chiefs, and Trump apparently just threw a tantrum.
Well, yeah, that would tend to support what she had told me about what she had heard about him. That he just will not do any research. He just never does any his homework on anything, and I don't know. He's trusting people that he probably shouldn't be trusting. He should have done a lot of firing when he first came into office. He should have.
I agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Well, that's just what I wanted to throw out, and it'll probably prove itself out over time that he's going to pay the price for not having good research and not having more people that can be trusted around him.
Yeah, he certainly will. I think at this point he's a one-term president.
Well, he may not even make it to the full
It's entirely possible.
Yeah, well. That's basically all I wanted to throw out to you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we have a caller waiting in the line that's described as not sure. So aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm sure, but my name is not sure. So, you know what, I've donated to you and the program, and I really like your program, but you keep saying that the government's not looking out for us, and, you know, I can prove to you logically that they are, through logic, they are looking out for us.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're coming up here on a commercial break, and when we come back from the commercial break, we'll let you have the podium. And see if you can make your case. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And on the phone, we have an individual who calls himself Not Sure. And he's going to demonstrate to us logically that the government really does care about us and is looking out for us. So go ahead.
Okay, well, first of all, we know that racism is the worst thing ever. I mean, that's a given. I mean, you know that, like, you could cut up 50 puppies with a chainsaw. That would not be as bad as using the N-word, right? I mean, everybody knows that.
I sort of come down on the side of the puppies, but that's just me.
Okay, so, I mean, that's a given. So I look at your site, and I see some other people out there I really like. Corbett, some of these people, and they're great people. I know you guys are under harassment, but and you have threats of censorship against you, but, you know, there's some people out there like Daily Stormer, some pages like Daily Stormer and Chris Cantwell. Those guys don't have access to credit card processors, PayPal. They've been shut down from all social media. They don't have Patreon. They don't have any access to Patreon. They don't have any access to any crowdfunding sites. And it's because they're racist. I mean, they're racist sites. And you know that the government is working with these banks to make sure that these guys don't have any access to any funding. And that's the way it should be, because they're racist, and they should be shutting down those racist sites. So,
well, I would argue, just to take the devil's advocate position, I don't agree with racism, but I do agree that we do have freedom of speech in this country. And we know that our government intentionally fans up racism to keep us divided from each other and angry with each other, so we don't unite together as a single American people and start taking a really good look at what our government has been doing.
Well, the government, you know, that's the government is shutting down these racist sites. I mean, the government is working with the banks to make sure that Anglin and Cantwell and these guys don't have any funding at all, don't have any access to any money. So that just proves that the government is on our side and the government's looking out for us.
I don't really see the logical connection between the two. I mean, we're seeing more and more censorship, not just of racist sites. They're starting to censor GMO sites. I'm expecting there to be attacks on vaccine safety websites over Natural News. They've been deplatformed. When the government is denying us information of all sorts, especially information related to our health, I don't see that as consistent with the idea that they're looking out for us.
You look at Daily Stormer. I mean, they've gone through, like, I think 14 or 18 different URLs because they were actually completely cut off from the internet. And I think only the government can really have the power to, you know, affect that kind of censorship. So, I mean, these racist sites have got to be shut down, Mike. I mean, the most important thing, it's worse than cutting up a bunch of puppy dogs being racist.
Well, like
thanks,
I said,
thanks, Mike.
I come down on the side of the puppy dogs. There are a lot of problems that we're all dealing with right now. Racism is one. You know, bad chemicals in our food is another. GMO is another. Vaccines that don't work and are actually harmful, that's another one. The impending wars, that's another problem. The economy, which is just struggling and trembling on the edge of an abyss right now. There's all kinds of things that we're having to deal with right now. And racism is bad, I'll grant you, but the fact that racist websites are being shut down does not convince me that the government is actually you know, taking care of us so much as simply engaging in censorship. Now, I've never been to those websites that you mentioned. I don't know exactly what they were saying. There may have been other things on those websites besides the racism that the government wanted to see shut down. So I don't really know. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And getting on back to this situation in Virginia. Now, as you know, up in New York, they already have the law, was signed by Cuomo, allowing abortion up to the moment of delivery. And they're looking at the same bill down in Virginia, and Virginia's governor has endorsed it, which this is Governor Ralph Northam. He's a Democrat, and he did an interview with WTOP-FM yesterday and was out there just trying to make it, you know, the case. And he said that if a woman were to desire an abortion as she's going into labor, the baby would be delivered and then resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the doctors and the mother. Well, I'm sorry. The mother has had 9 months to decide if she wants to keep the baby or not. And I don't know if this is, you know, to get larger baby parts for Planned Parenthood, but it does strike me as onerous in the extreme. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take another phone call. Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't hate to violate the one-call rule, but I had to call and just express my bewilderment and anger at this last caller. It seems like he was trying to equate some sites that have maybe 10 subscribers with your site, James Corbett. I don't know who this guy was. He seemed like he was a plant. But I think you should
just
shut up and go back to watching CNN.
I just got an email from somebody expressing exactly the same
thought.
Yeah, it is outrageous. And again, he just kept, hitting on that racism should be shut down. And I agree, racism is bad.
Absolutely.
Okay? But again, we also have that First Amendment, and you have to walk a very, very fine line. And that means that when these websites he's talking about come on out and say something that is racially offensive, we all have a First Amendment right to say we think you're full of it. And that is the proper way to handle these discussions.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Chris in Cleveland. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. What's up? Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Chiming in.
I was chiming in on the same topic. You know, censorship is always to be dissuaded from. You don't, I mean, that's ridiculous. You want to have all opinions available on the spectrum of the platform, if you will. Okay?
Yes.
And you're going to have certain people that are going to be total jerks, and there's nothing you can do about it, but you want them to be free to say what they have to say.
Yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, they're out there, and it's out in the open, and we're all good, you know?
Yeah.
So,
no, we have to hang on to that First Amendment. If we let that one go, if we let the government undermine that one, and they're already trying. They're trying to get an Israel exception to the First Amendment. And if they do that, it won't stop there. Censorship never
that's
sits
not
still.
Clear. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Then there'll be a GMO exception and a vaccine exception, and you know there won't be any more freedom of speech. There'll just be permitted speech.
There's a reason it was number one.
Yes,
because it was the most important one, more than the guns. Some people like to cling to their bitter clingers, their Bibles and their guns, right?
Yes.
The freedom to say what's on your mind is much more important than all the other ones combined, actually.
It actually is, and it's a shame that in our present society, the corporate media doesn't understand why that First Amendment is there. It's so that they can report on what the government is doing wrong. And this goes back to Justice Black's decision in the Nixon versus the New York Times and Washington Post. The press exists to serve the governed, not the governors. And our corporate media has forgotten that. They've gone totally over to the other side. And that's why there's an independent media out here now. You know, we're doing the job the traditional media is supposed to be doing.
And it's been perverted, the role of the press. I mean, there was all kinds of nonsense going on, craziness, insanity in the late 60s and early 70s. If you tried to fathom it, it would probably drive any sane man out of his mind. But you can kind of regard it. You can look back at it and regard it in a general sense and, you know, see it for what it was. It was morphing into what it has become now, where it was originally set up to be this force of controlling how people think, forming the thoughts of the individual.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to the end of World War II when the CIA was studying the propaganda methods of the Third Reich.
Mockingbird.
And decided they needed to adopt some of them here. And, of course, one of the first ones they did was Operation Mockingbird, which is where they made sure that the top management positions at all of the major media were held by CIA assets.
The puppets on strings.
Okay, so anything else?
Syria? What do you think about Syria?
I think we ought to get out of there. I don't think we are, but I think we ought to get out of there.
I saw an interesting thing the other day. I don't like RT, Russia Today. It gets on my nerves, but sometimes there's a guy called Peter Lavelle. Actually, he's got a little similar to you, reminds me of you a little bit. But he has some good shows sometimes, and I picked up one of their things on BitChute, of all places.
Yeah.
That they were talking about the real politics, essentially, of withdrawing directly out of Syria. And what they were saying was, it was interesting because they were definitely on the Russian, you know, media thing. But they're saying, like, you can't just pull out like that and not betray a lot of people that they have relationships with. So there is a common sense. Basically, there's a common sense argument for the whole, like, pulling out right away is kind of bad too. It's you can't win.
You know, there are established relations between the United States and some of these fringe groups, and who knows what all else. We already know that the U.S. has been evacuating the commanders of these groups, and no doubt if we do pull out of Syria, they'll all be brought to the United States, and they'll wind up with 7-Eleven franchises. But the United States has not hesitated to just abandon people in the past when things don't go their way. The Kurds used to be U.S. allies, and I think the U.S. is getting ready to abandon them as well.
But where the rubber hits the road, you actually have individual men involved with these things, and these aren't bad guys. I don't know anyone in Syria. Do you know a corporal or a lieutenant or a member of the United States Army who is in Syria? Do you know anyone like this?
No, I really don't. The last military person I knew was actually in Iraq. And we used to send him these big boxes of water filters because the water they were getting was so terrible. Anyway, listen, Chris,
They're not bad guys. That's what I want to say. They are not bad guys, you know? So, all right, Mike.
All right, Chris, we're going to let you go and switch over to Dave in Delaware. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing okay.
Hey, I was just calling in about the previous caller about the Daily Stormer. I don't see what's wrong with the Daily Stormer website. Like, have you ever gone there?
Nope.
No? If you go on there, you check it out. They got a cool a video about Chris Christie. He was on the Colbert Show. Like, they're getting drunk, and he's talking about how Jared Kushner is really, like, in control of the White House right now. There was a story, like, when Christie was going to be, he was going to head Trump's transition campaign. It was all said and done, but then Kushner came in there at the last minute and was like, he told Trump, like, no, you can't do that because, there was like this long feud with Christie. Like, I guess Christie put like Kushner's father in prison because Christie was Kushner's father, like, hired some prostitutes to set up his brother-in-law to like get some shady business deal or something like that. So Kushner was so mad, like, from years and years and years. And he basically told Trump, he was like, no, you can't do it. And Trump was like, oh, okay. And like, Kushner even talked about how, like, the rabbis should have, like, been involved with it. Like, they shouldn't have taken it to court and stuff like that. It just shows you who's in control of this country, Mike. I mean, and then him talking about the Daily Stormer, how it's racist. The term racist was first used by Leon Trotsky. He was a communist Jew. He was part of, he's Jewish. And they use it to, like, browbeat people, like, anything that you say that they don't agree with, they just say, oh, that's racist, to try to shut it down. The same way they do with, like, when they call people anti-Semitic, Anytime you criticize anything about Israel or any of that, oh, you're anti-Semitic. I had called you before, and I told you, the caller about the Daily Stormer, he was basically telling you that it's the government that are shutting down everything, like all this stuff. Trump's behind it. All this censorship of freedom of speech and all this stuff, these anti-BDS laws, trying to make it illegal to criticize all this stuff. Who's in control right now? I mean, Trump's the president, right? I mean, I just don't get it, Mike. So, I don't know.
Well,
man.
Trump has never made it a secret that he's an Israel supporter. And were they to try and pass a federalized anti-BDS bill like they're doing in the Senate, I'm afraid that Trump would probably sign it, at which point somebody's going to have to take it to the Supreme Court and say, we do have freedom of speech in this country.
I mean, I get it, Mike, but then to even talk about, like, he's still out there saying that he has, I had two great Supreme Court justices. The guy, Gorsuch or whatever, right? He cucked on Trump. Like, when it came down to DACA and all that, he sided against him on all that immigration stuff. And then the last guy, what was it, Kavanaugh? He sided with Planned Parenthood. I mean, it's like, it's a big joke, Mike. My only thing with you is now you're still pushing, like, all of a sudden that, Chelsea Gabbard is going to do something. Okay, yeah, she says she's anti-war, right? What did Trump say? He said he's anti-war.
Obama.
He cussed, I know. But you know what she's also? She's anti-Second Amendment. So you know right there that she's going to, she's definitely going to be for that. So, like, I don't understand, like, I get it. You want people to vote or do it, all this stuff, but I'm not buying into it anymore. There's no getting around it. And I know you say, right. Oh, we're waiting for, you know, the Soviet era style collapse and all that stuff, but I don't know, Mike. It's just, there's something's going on, man. And then one other thing I wanted to tell you. I know how you always talk about the opioid crisis, right? You don't talk about who's behind it. It's the Sackler family. It's a Jewish family, Mike. They own Purdue Pharma.
Okay, you know, we're getting into this, where you're gratuitously Jewish this, and it's not just the Sackler family. I mean, the CIA's caught up in it. The military's caught up in it. There are a lot of people.
Oxycontin, Mike. The creators of it, the ones that unleashed this opioid into the world and destroyed
Dave,
all this.
Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. All right. We have a rule here about painting with a broad brush. There are a lot of people who are profiting from the drug trade. Not all of them are Jewish. So it is a problem. It is a crisis. All right. Let's go to Dale in Michigan. Aloha, Dale. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. First-time caller. I'd like to make a couple comments about Venezuela, if I could.
Sure.
Okay. My son-in-law was born and raised there, and his whole family still lives there in and around Caracas. He's the only one that lives in the States. And a couple days ago, you had a caller that was listening to a video, and they were talking about the country kind of falling into a dictatorship and things that are going on and the corruption that is occurring. And it pretty much goes along with what my son-in-law tells me when he talks to his family. He talks to him about twice a week down there to see what's going on. And they were very pro Chavez, and when Maduro was elected the first time, things started heading what they feel was in the wrong direction. All the money that Chavez was filtering down to the people slowly started drying up, and they saw all this money going to the top, like to the elites, I guess you might say.
Yes.
And so he was didn't get much support, and with the socialist program, like General Motors was a big manufacturer down there, and when Maduro got in office, he pretty much seized all the assets of General Motors and the factory. And they no longer have production down there. And I believe Ford Motor had to write down millions and millions of dollars that they lost down there. And I'm not even sure if they manufacture anymore. So they lost a lot of jobs. Other companies have left also because of that reason. They're being taken over. And you've spoken about the transparency of their election, and it's true that they have pretty strong voter ID laws down there, but what I'm hearing from him is that their elections are only as good as the people that are counting the votes. So people go down there with good intentions and they vote, and then the votes are carted away to a back room and they're being counted by the Maduro government, basically.
Well, let me ask you a question. If the elections are not being honest, then why did the opposition take control of the legislature?
Well, they did take control, and then at the same time, I believe that he has silenced the opposition and forced a lot of them into hiding, and there have been some deaths. And I think he did some rewriting of the Constitution, and they have some sort of superpower parliament down there that overrides everything that the opposition tries to put into action down there?
Well, there's a lot of information floating around about the situation in Venezuela, and unfortunately a lot of it is basically fraudulent to try and sell the idea that we have to go into Venezuela. You know, we really don't have any business there. In fact, we really don't have any business in any of these countries we've gone into, whether it's Syria or Iraq or Afghanistan or anything. Anyway, listen, Dale, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about these horrible law in New York, and looks like they're going to try and pass it in Virginia, allowing a woman to choose to have an abortion right up to the moment of birth. And apparently the governor of Virginia has endorsed it. He went on the radio to try and basically justify it, saying that the baby could actually be born And if the mother decides she doesn't want it, it's infanticide. So the Democrats have this new platform of post-birth abortion. And I think this may backflash on them. I think this is going to help the GOP. I think even people who are okay with abortion in like the first trimester, they're going to look at this and say, no, no, this is definitely wrong. This is definitely wrong. Now, one of the legislators in Virginia, Dawn Adams, has admitted that she didn't actually read the bill. And she attached her name to it, and she's saying that she made a mistake and that she doesn't want to be associated with it anymore, which I think was a good thing. And I've seen all kinds of articles from medical personnel saying, no, they're not going to do this. You know what's really funny? Back during the 2016 campaign, Donald Trump was saying the Democrats are going to go for late-term abortions, and Hillary just said, oh, you're just being crazy. They're here. I don't know. I think Donald Trump ought to pass a bill saying it's okay to abort babies up to 120 years of age as long as they're liberal. Now, over in Philadelphia, as you know, there's Mumia Abu-Jamal and Larry Krasner, Philadelphia's new progressive district attorney, took office and he vowed to make the office's goals seeking justice instead of just seeking convictions. Unfortunately, it looks like he's flinched. Now, last December 27th, there was a decision by the Philadelphia Common Pleas Judge Leon Tucker ordering new hearings by the state Supreme Court on the four appeals by Mumia Abu-Jamal. Now, Jamal is in prison, and he's been there for a long, long time. He's accused of shooting a police officer, but a lot of people don't think he did it. The original trial was deeply, deeply flawed, and he's won this right for an appeal. And this new district attorney is appealing the appeal, doesn't want it to go forward, because it would be embarrassing for the police department. It would be embarrassing for the FBI that railroaded this guy. Same reason that Leonard Peltier will never be let out of jail. He's an embarrassment to the FBI. The FBI's primary commandment, going all the way back to J. Edgar Hoover, is never embarrass the agency. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.